Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Anthony Hopp of Samaritan Ministries, and we're going to talk about this idea of a Christian medical share-your-expense bill, which is an alternative to insurance. And this is very interesting in light of the upheavals caused in the health care industry because of Obamacare and now even the threat to repeal Obamacare. Anthony, welcome to the program. It's so good to have you on.
Thank you, Jerry. Good to be with you.
Okay, so through all the vicissitudes going on in the healthcare industry because of Obamacare and the attempts to repeal it and replace it and whatever, through it all, Samaritan Ministries and other organizations like it, and there's only a handful of them really, have a different alternative and a different vision. Can you explain what it is and how it works?
Certainly, yeah. It's essentially crowdfunding for healthcare. We're more accustomed to seeing options where we can share resources, whether it's transportation or lodging. We're familiar with sites like Kickstarter and GoFundMe. Well, healthcare sharing organizations bring like-minded believers together to voluntarily share one another's medical bills. And in the case of Samaritan members, it's directly. They are sharing those medical expenses person to person, household to household, without using any insurance. And they've been doing that now for, some of them, for up to 3 decades. Samaritan has been doing this for about 22 years.
Wow. And I understand you're up to something like 60-something thousand households, 220,000 individuals.
That's correct, yeah, about 68,000 actual families, and that translates to a little over 220,000 persons, people.
Okay, and so what is that like? I mean, and this is different than health insurance. Explain that.
Yes, you're right, Jerry. It's completely different. There's no contractual agreement. There is no transfer of risk. These are people of faith, followers of Jesus, who have decided we want to come together, we want to experience community, we want to live out what we believe, and we want to bear one another's burdens. It really is the Acts 2 church of taking care of one another. And the unique feature here is that we not only share the financial burden, but we pray for one another, and we send cards and notes of encouragement, and so community is really what makes this entire thing spin.
Okay, but what if somebody has some big medical, you know, situation where it's going to cost literally tens of thousands of dollars?
Certainly, then the members of Samaritan come together and they share that. They've actually shared, over the course of the 22 years, they've shared expenses well over $1 million. And by God's grace, there's never been a medical burden that has been too large. But again, the way that it's accomplished isn't through an insurance premium. It's simply by members faithfully deciding we are going to commit to send a set monthly share, and currently that's $4.95 for a family, and it's less for couples and singles. And we're going to send that directly to the family to whom we're assigned. So Samaritan Ministries coordinates the process. In other words, it's not a haphazard approach where we put the need out there, we let people know John Smith needs $50,000, and then we cross our fingers and hope that Mr. Smith receives enough. Instead, we actually direct or allocate the right amount of members to send their shares to John Smith in order to see the need met in full.
Okay, when you used the number about $1 million or something a moment ago, can you explain exactly what you were saying?
Certainly. Yeah, I was referring to the fact that over the course of the 22 years that Samaritan members have been sharing, we have seen medical needs exceed $1 million.
That would just be one particular patient, for example. I mean, that's the exception.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And it's extremely uncommon, as most would imagine. About 99% of medical bills that we see or medical needs are under $250,000. But once in a while, there can be an exorbitant medical need that is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not a million. And typically, when a prospective member is looking at a healthcare sharing ministry, the number one question is, okay, what about the big one? Is this sufficient for those? And the answer, by God's grace, and looking at the historical record, is a resounding yes. The members are able to share even those extremely large bills. And to put it in perspective, Jerry, Right now, every single month, Samaritan members are sharing $23 million per month, person to person, yes.
Wow. Okay, well, medically speaking, annual checkups are a great idea because, for example, with cancer, early detection can mean, really nipping it in the bud. In fact, the American Cancer Society says there are many survivors in America of cancer because they've received treatment enough to populate a large city. But that's because of early detection. So having checkups is good. Is there any kind of incentive that you have among your members to say, hey, you know, try and have an annual checkup and we'll all be better off?
Well, the incentive is that we want to glorify God in our bodies, and Samaritan Ministries does not, the members do not share for preventative visits, and it has nothing to do with whether we see it as important or not. It's all about responsibility and also bearing our own burdens. That, there are certain issues that the unforeseen medical needs, no one plans on getting cancer, no one plans on their appendix bursting,
right.
But if I know that I need to have a screening because I'm either of a certain age or I have a family history or I'm predisposed to something, I can plan for that. And those, even though they can be a financial nuisance, they generally are not going to wreck a family financially. So part of it is the balancing act of personal responsibility and still having a mechanism in place that will share a significant amount of needs. And the other is a fiscal concern, that part of the reason the share is affordable is because members are being wise consumers and taking care of some of that on their own. And then finally, I would say that philosophically, Samaritan Ministries does not present itself at all as a silver bullet or a panacea to all medical issues. We believe that Jesus Christ is the provider of all of our needs, including the medical ones, and Samaritan Ministries is simply one way he uses to meet the needs of his children.
Okay, comment about what kind of requirements might be involved in people joining. For example, what if somebody's a smoker, or what if they're morbidly obese?
Sure. Well, weight does not have any bearing on eligibility. Smoking would. Our members agree to some membership requirements, and one of them is to abstain from the use of tobacco. But other than that, there would be no surprises or gotchas. Our members are attending church, and we have that as a requirement simply because we believe that we've been commanded and directed to be in community with one another, to minister to others, to be known in that community. And so we depend on the local church to basically verify that a member is walking in a way that's honoring to the Lord. And so when somebody joins Samaritan, they would agree to those membership requirements: regular church attendance, no tobacco use, abstaining from sexual activity outside of a heterosexual marriage, and never drinking to drunkenness.
Hmm. All right. That's interesting. By the way, as far as going to church is concerned, there have been a multitude of studies from different parts of society, whatever, and they've always consistently shown that going to church on a regular basis is really good for you. You will live longer, and you'll live a happier life on average, and that's an important thing. But it's borne out over and over and over, including longitudinal studies. So I find that that's an interesting aspect of it. If I could ask you about obesity, because that is kind of blind spot in some ways within the church. Certainly we should try and encourage people to treat their bodies like the temple of the Holy Spirit and not overeat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed completely. We don't have any requirements, though, when it comes to joining, because we're not health insurance, and so
right. We're
not assessing risk. Now, there are some guidelines, and the guidelines, by the way, are the nuts and bolts as far as what medical needs are actually shared among the members. And there are guidelines pertaining to pre-existing conditions. There are some restrictions, but we have creative ways to even share in the pre-existing issues. But when it comes to assessing the current health of a member and whether they're overweight or their BMI, we're not considering that in a person's eligibility. And again, it's not something that we don't think is important. you know, through our monthly newsletter, we're encouraging the honoring of God through our bodies and the way we live physically. So that certainly is important, but it's just not a factor in whether somebody can come aboard and say, you know, this really resounds with the way I want to live out my faith. I'd like to be a part. And I would believe that's the bigger issue as opposed to someone's current weight.
Okay, how does it work with your ministry and similar like-minded ministries that are of this type? And I think there's just a handful of them, actually. But how does it work in terms of Obamacare, regardless of what happens to Obamacare in the future? Let's talk about Obamacare in terms of what the requirements are now, because, you know, until it is repealed and replaced, it's still the law of the land, unfortunately, I might add. But how does it work with Samaritan Ministries and Obamacare?
Sure. Well, by God's grace, there was an exemption inserted into the law that allowed for members of healthcare sharing organizations like Samaritan to not have to purchase insurance, that they could instead join a healthcare sharing ministry and not be taxed or fined. And so we've been grateful for that provision. It's important to point out, Jerry, that before Obamacare, decades before, healthcare sharing organizations were not only operating but thriving. By God's grace, they were operating during, and as we move toward what seems to be an inevitable repeal and replace, they will continue to operate. And that's because of it's consistent with people's values and faith. Followers of Jesus see this and they get excited about the fact that they can be confident that none of their healthcare dollars are going toward abortion or gender reassignment surgeries. They're also excited about the community aspect, that they can be in practical community through that prayer and encouragement. And finally, they're excited to learn that there's a lot of liberty and freedom in being able to direct one's own health care, that there's no third party interfering, telling their family where to go. They're able to make those decisions themselves.
Comment more about abortion.
Well, most health care plans have provision for that, and if I buy a policy, whether I want to or not, my health care dollars go toward that. And Samaritan Ministries, one of our core values is life. We are made in the image of our Creator, of God, and we will never share any medical need related to the killing of an unborn child.
And comment about the gender reassignment surgery that you mentioned a moment ago.
Sure. Well, that's just another one of those things that in recent years has slipped in, and we've kind of watched our culture go off the rails in trying to determine what a man is and what a woman is. And again, you know, that's probably pretty obvious, but healthcare sharing members do not pay for those sort of surgeries as well. Whereas if you have an insurance policy, there's no guarantee as far as what you're paying for. You don't know. And so Samaritan members are excited that they can, and encouraged that they not only can be assured that monies are not used in that way, but they can know exactly where their money goes, because every month they're receiving a name and address and able to send their monthly share to that specific person with a need.
All right. Any concluding thought on this whole idea of medical sharing, healthcare sharing, and Samaritan Ministries?
Well, I think just, you know, as we are entering into a volatile, I guess it's been volatile the whole time, but as we see some changes happening with a new president and a new Congress, and everybody's thinking about what does healthcare reform look like, and we don't believe it's through regulations and mandates and taxes and insurance. True healthcare reform, I think, happens when we turn to God and we obey His word. And that we start to take a biblical view of personal responsibility and free markets and the generous charity of a free people. And by God's grace, healthcare sharing ministries have been able to do that, and we look forward to continue to do so.
Excellent. And by the way, when people make those donations or whatever to the particular medical thing, they're paying somebody else's bill. Is that tax deductible or is it not? I imagine it would not be.
It's not, but that is one of our legislative goals at the federal level here going forward. As tax credits are talked about, and as we also are trying to get some clarification in regards to the existing tax law that would permit income tax deductions of monthly health care sharing amounts.
Excellent. Okay, Anthony Hopp, again, he is with Samaritan Ministries, SamaritanMinistries.org for more information. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry.